Warren, we got you.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hope we didn't drag you out of bed earlier or anything today.
No worries. Stay up later than some, maybe.
I understand you got a lot of things coming up. Of course, the government meal show that we've got. Also, you've got your now annual Christmas jam. How many is this for you now?
18.
Wow.
Yeah, this will be the 18th one. We're very excited about it.
I think you've now officially outdone the Charlie Daniels volunteer jam in terms of sheer numbers here.
Maybe, yeah.
So this is going to be in Asheville, North Carolina on the 16th of December, and who all will you have with you?
Dave Matthews, Government Mule, Taj Mahal, John Popper Project featuring DJ Logic, a lot of great artists, and it's unfortunately, or for some, it's sold out.
That was going to be my next question, and it we're really looking forward to it, though. It sounds like it's become just a better and better event, and it was always good to start with, so good to hear it's still going.
It's for Habitat for Humanity. The proceeds every year go to Habitat, which is a great organization.
You got the new album with Government Mule called High and Mighty, which as you've been playing, do you find yourself doing more songs with anticipation of doing them in the studio, not playing them live, or do you tend to road test this a little more?
Well, we used to road test the stuff a lot more than we have for the last couple of records. I think, you know, with today's technology, because people trade the tapes all over the world, and you know, we're a band that allows people to tape the shows. So these last two records that we've made a point of not playing the stuff prior to the studio, which has worked out really well.
Is it partially to maintain an element of surprise and to kind of keep it out of the hands of anybody before you're really ready to put it out there, or is it just, have you gotten more comfortable with doing it that way?
I think it's what you were saying, the element of surprise, mostly. We want our entire fan base to experience the new songs at the same time, as opposed to people go, I've had this song on tape for 3 months, and I've had that one for 4 months, and I love this live version of that and that live version of this. It's nice for a whole record of new material to come out that nobody's heard.
And you don't have that syndrome that Fish occasionally used to suffer from, where you'd have people saying, well, that studio version they finally did is nowhere near the live version they did in 1995 of blank.
That's exactly right, yeah, because if they get used to a live version before they've ever heard the studio version, then obviously it's going to be harder for them to accept that one. I found that out after we did the last Allman Brothers record, Hitting the Note. There were CDs circulating of virtually every song, but they were versions that people got very familiar with. And so when the record came out, which was very well received, but people would go, I don't know, I sure like the live version better, because I think it's just human nature to get attached to the first version that you fall in love with.
Sure. Any other things going on besides Government Mule? Are we going to be seeing any more future solo things or collaborations with other bands or anything that we should have on the radar?
Well, I'd like to do another solo record. I don't know exactly when I'm going to get started on it.
Warren, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and we'll look forward to the show at the Marat Egyptian movie. Have you played the venue before?
Yeah, I like that place. It's cool.
It's a great-sounding place, and I'm glad you guys decided to play there again. So have a good time, and we'll see you there.
Sounds good.